Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Spring, Texas. I'm Fire Aunt Lisa. Welcome to my Gulf Coast garden. Happy New Year! I know we're a couple weeks into the new year, but I haven't had a little episode yet. So to my loyal listeners, I believe there may be close to a dozen of you. Thank you so much for listening and I hope you're enjoying the new year. Today, I'm talking about collard greens and lemons. Of course, collard greens. So it has been a wonderful winter for the collard greens because we got a little bit of a cold snap and that took away all of the cabbage worms. Hooray. So that has been really nice. The plants have been growing really well. All of the starts that I had taken to the Boss Babes event in November are really growing nicely. The ones that I didn't sell, which was all of them, and got those in the ground and giving them enough space. And some of those are really maturing into very, very good plants. With the nice big collard leaves like you might imagine. The majority of my plants don't quite attain that. I have a number of collard greens out in front, and I think that those just don't have good enough soil. And I have a suburban home, and so in the front yard, I add in the edibles, but I try not to make it look too dramatically different than just bedding plants. So I put the collard greens in, but they kind of just look like plants that would go in the bed. And I think that the soil in the beds is not as good as the soil that's in the raised beds that I have in the backyard. So the plants that are in the raised beds do a lot better because I can add a lot more compost. There's kind of a drainage factor in the beds in the front, so I can't really build them up too much. So the plants in the back are doing much better and starting to attain that collard green size that you measure in feet, not inches. So that's pretty exciting. The lemons are doing wonderful. They're ripening up. They're very ripe on the tree and they're in good condition there. I'm going to probably try to harvest them soon because we might get a cold snap this weekend. They can't take a freeze, but from what I've read and what I'm observing, they last fine on the tree as long as you don't get a freeze. So I'm just letting them continue to ripen up and stay nice and healthy on the tree, but they won't survive a freeze. So I need to keep my eye on the weather and potentially bring them in and harvest. I also want to harvest. I'm probably going to harvest in the next few days, no matter what, even if it isn't going to freeze, because I don't want to impede the setting of blossoms for next year. And the blossoms start coming and it could be February, March time. So I want to make sure that the tree has a break in between the fruit and the flowering for next year. So time to get those lemons harvested. Those are my two favorite things that are growing the best right now. I think it's time to start tomatoes. I may have missed it, but I might try to start some tomatoes inside down here in Houston. I think most people try to get them started inside under lights, like right at New Year's. And I'm already a couple weeks after that, but I might give them a try since tomatoes are so popular. I'll just do cherry tomatoes. That's the only thing I've had any success with, but I might try a couple of those or I might get some herbs going. The overall goal for 2019 for me is to get sweet potatoes. So my gardening philosophy is really to take it easy, grow things that grow easy, because I really don't have much time at all to devote to it. So I need to grow crops that can handle themselves and that are well suited to produce in the climate that we have down here in Houston. So as I've embraced lemons, as I've embraced collard greens, as I've embraced okra, as I am hoping to embrace sweet potatoes, these southern foods are the things that grow well here. And that's where I'm really having success in trying to build my year-round edible garden. So that's just a little update. Thank you so much for tuning in. I would love to hear from you if you're listening to the podcast. So there's a lot of different ways you can find me. I'm Fire Aunt Lisa. So if you Google that, you'll run into my Instagram. My shop and my blog are at okragardensupply.com. So you can visit the website and check that out. Or if you are interested in getting started gardening or you need made in the USA garden gloves, you can find those products either in my online shop or on my Amazon shop, which is amazon.com/okragardensupply. So that's my stuff. I hope you're enjoying it. Thanks so much for listening. Happy New Year and get in touch. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.